It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Matthew. Wonderful study. We're in the 6th chapter. We're going to begin reading with verse 19 down through the end of the chapter. And so please, while you're looking that up, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address here at the church is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here, it's 217-847-2717. That's 217-847-2717. I'd like to visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Got many studies of God's Word there. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you come to know the Lord Jesus through the studies and then grow through those and enjoy them. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. We love to get right to the Word and enjoy the study each time we're able to get together. Matthew chapter 6, beginning to read with verse 19. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thoughts of raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, say, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. At verse 33 is the most powerful, and sets everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you for the opportunity today to enjoy this precious word of yours. Guide and lead us through it. We want your will. We want your way. So please, just lead us forward through your precious word and apply your living word to our hearts today that we may know your will and know your way and serve you each and every day. Father, I know there's folks that are listening and may have been in church all their life, and yet they do not know you personally. They've connected with the church through baptism, through church membership, through confirmation, through those things. But, Father, those things are all fine. But what is needed is for all people to have a personal relationship with your Son, the Lord Jesus. He is the one that willingly followed your commands, your direction, and died on the cross and took all of our sin upon him and took him away through death. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you for your Son's love to you and for us. And please that we do not reject that love, that we don't reject that caring. So please, please, Father, today, speak to all of our hearts. Bring folks to salvation, to the cross of Calvary, where you, your Son died for them and for me. And then begin to grow us and put that burden in our heart that we seek first the kingdom of God. First. Guide and lead now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. What a joy it is to pour over God's Word. I hope that you're able to sit with your Bibles open and study along. And if you're not, why, just listen carefully and prayerfully. And you can go to the website, to parkviewbiblechurch.org, and find very easily this message, the date. You can follow through with the date and then download the message or sit and listen to it on your laptop or iPhone or anything of those things that we have today. And instead of sometimes wasting our time with other things, let's sit and listen to the Word of God. And so please enjoy it, and I hope that it is a blessing to you. And again, you can download it, burn it onto a CD, take it with you, whatever you'd like to do. But I think the last count between Sunday messages and Sunday and the radio programs, why, we're in excess of about 1,700 studies there. So please that you would enjoy those. They're there for your growth, and so please that you would enjoy them. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth. We spend so much time and so much effort in building and working, trying to establish some kind of a wonderful life for us here. We work many hours so that we can have nice things, drive nice cars, live in nice homes. And we need to work. We need to take care of our families and our needs. But everything would be so much better if you would come all the way to that verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So just keep that verse in mind as we're looking back here at these other things, because you have to agree with me that there is nothing in this world that doesn't deteriorate, doesn't go away. And that's including our health. The older that you get, the more that you understand and how important health is. But many times it doesn't matter because you can't have good health. Through cancer, through things of that. I have been down that road. I understand. And I realize that there is nothing in this world that I can take from this world. And there's really not much in this world of things, of stuff, that is important. So you see, we must seek first the kingdom of God. But instead of that, we're so busy playing with our things, building up an empire of our own, building up this wonderful estate so that we can retire just as soon as possible and go play and do what we want to do. That is not seeking first the kingdom of God. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for you. And you're going to literally spit in the face of God and say that my time is more important doing other things. There's nothing wrong with pleasure. But see that it's been put in the right perspective. See that it comes after you've had the opportunity to serve the Lord, to take care of things that are needed. Instead of that, we've got our priorities all turned around. And we find ourselves that the things of this life and the things that we must do is much more important than being in the house of God. You come on Sunday morning and you've convinced yourself that that's enough. Well, if it is, I guarantee you that you have not put God first. A study in Revelation shows us that the church of Ephesus, they have lost their first love. They're leaving their first love. In other words, they're beginning to see things of the world that's more important than our God is. God has created everything. God has given you and I life and air to breathe and water to drink, sunshine to enjoy, rain to enjoy, the growth of the plants, all that to enjoy, and all that's at the hand of God. And yet you're willing to say, I don't have time for my Creator. I don't have time for my Savior. Please. We kind of left off there with the moth, talking about the moths. Well, back in this time that this was written, and it still applies today, the fashions didn't change, and so it stayed pretty relatively the same. And so they would even hand down the clothes for generations. So they had to be very careful that it did not become moth-eaten, where there's a hole in the cloth, in the garment. And so they were very concerned about that because they did not waste. You know, we have so much. We have so many changes of clothes and pairs of shoes, and we've got so many things out there. And we're truly wasteful. But here, we need to understand that, and today, more than ever, we're in a throwaway society. And so we buy something only to use it for a short period of time and then to discard it and buy something new. What a waste. And so it says, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt. And this word rust here means to destroy, destroys properties. And so it means as the rust will deteriorate something, yes. But it is much, that word there is much fuller than that. It consumes. It takes away. It destroys. And so we have that. And then the other side of it is there, of course, and that is that, all right, let's take care of that. I'm going to have diamonds and gold and silver and all these wonderful things, because moss can't get into that. Rust won't bother that, especially the jewels and diamonds and, oh, it's so wonderful. Well, that's fine, but prepare to have them stolen, because then you're spending monies on a security system. because you have acquired this wealth in diamonds and gold and silver, and somebody's going to come in and steal it. I know they are. And so now I've got to protect that. So now I'm putting in a security system. I'm getting a guard dog. I'm putting a fence around the property. I'm getting another safety deposit box so I can put my stuff in it. Every time that you're moving forwards in that direction, you're spending money, aren't you? Spending money to get the security system so that you can feel safe. And the reason you need to feel safe is because you've got this property. You drive an expensive car, and so you have to have an alarm system on the expensive car because somebody's liable to steal that. And so constantly you're living in fear that somebody's going to take your stuff, going to steal it. That's the reason God says here in His Word that do not, Jesus Himself is speaking here, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. We need to lay treasures up to a place and a position where it cannot be touched, where it is kept by the power of God. The very one that has created everything has the power to keep things that are important. So what's that saying about our stuff? If our stuff was so important, God would be here to protect it. But He knows that it's not important, and He knows that stuff takes our time, our talents, our monies away from Him. And He knows that everything here upon earth, because of the devil and the fall of man, has been cursed. So why do we want to spend so much time an effort attaining cursed things? So the next question comes now, if you're thinking about this, what are we going to do and how are we going to lay things up and our treasures in heaven then? Well, we've got some verses of Scripture that might help us with that. Let's go back to the 5th chapter of Matthew. Verse 12 gives us some hope here. It says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, we have read and studied through this, and I'm going to back up and read it because we need to have a little better understanding here. And we spent a lot of time, if you've been with this study through this period of time, we have spent a lot of time on this. And let's just start here in verse 5, chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, He went up into the mountain, and when he was set, His disciples came unto Him, and He opened His mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men do revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And then it goes on to say, you're the salt of the earth. We need to be a light to the world, is verse 14. We need to have our candle lit and burning brightly. It is important that we proclaim the Word of God. It's important that we are filled with the Spirit of God, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That is being led and having our guide being our God. So we need to think about this. We need to think on this. We need to, nothing wrong with enjoying yourself. God has given us the many of these pleasures. But the problem is the pleasures are taken away, our time, our effort, our monies is taking away from what we should be doing in serving the Lord and really receiving a blessing, as it spoke of in the fifth chapter there. Let's look over here at verse 46 of the fifth chapter. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? See, we need to understand, and, you know, just once again, as we back up here, ye may be children of your Father which are in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain to the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. We need to be different. We've studied all these verses of Scripture. And, you know, ye heard that it been said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to the other. If any man will sue thee at the law and take thy coat, give him thy cloak. Whatsoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him 2 miles. Give unto him that asketh thee. And it just continues. There is a difference in being a believer in Jesus Christ, but you have to be a believer, and he is the only way. I can't stress that enough today and every study that we have. That Jesus Christ is the only way. Now, you don't hear me speak that this church that I have the opportunity to pastor is the only place and the only way, because that would be wrong. But the Jesus that is preached here and the Jesus that the Word of God proclaims is the only way. There is no other way. You need no other book. You need no nothing. You need to have that old King James back. Get rid of some of these versions that you've claimed onto. Oh, it's much easier to read. I don't want you to just read the Bible. I want you to study the Word of God. I want you to own an old King James Schofield Study Bible. I want you to own a Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Those are nice reference books for history and things, and it helps you. And it is the old King James. You need to have a Strong's Concordance. Now, you know what that is? That has every single word that is in that old King James is in that Strong's Concordance, and it tells you the full meaning of that word, because the English language does change some of the words from the Hebrew and from the Greek. This is a Greek and Hebrew dictionary, and it has every word listed. Strong's Concordance. You need a Bible dictionary. You need a good Bible dictionary. Find these books. Find these reference books and sit down to study the Word of God and begin verse by verse through. Choose a book. Pick a book and begin to read and to study. And then get to church. Because when you study just on your own, all of a sudden, you can begin to take the word and pervert it. You begin to move it to your own thinking. That's the reason God gave us the local church. That's the reason God gave us pastors to pastor the local church. That's the reason God gave us the opportunity to come together at that location to study His precious Word and to learn His way and will for our lives. And that comes from that fellowship together and the leadership of the Holy Spirit as we come together. God promises where two or more are gathered, he's going to come in his special presence and power. Each one of us have, if you're born again, if you're saved, if you know Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit lives within your heart, so you have the teacher. But we need to come together, that as the Spirit of God is one, we'll come together and enjoy and grow in and over the Word of God. So please, don't miss coming together. Don't miss studying the Word of God. Don't lay up your treasures here upon this earth. And don't convince yourself that to be in church on Sunday morning for an hour is enough, because it's not. You don't love God if that's all you give Him. Take time daily to study His Word. And then when the church doors are open, be there. Be there to hear the Word of God, to fellowship with other believers. We enjoy it with Sunday school class and the classes, and then we have the preaching service on Sunday morning, and then we're back on Sunday night at 6 o'clock to enjoy the study of God's Word, and then we come back on Wednesday night, and we've got a wonderful ladies' Bible study on Tuesday afternoon. What a joy to study the Word of God. And I get the extra blessing with these radio programs that I have the opportunity to enjoy. Please understand the need to give your time unto the Lord. Because when you're giving your time otherwise, you're rejecting the Lord. He said, no, I'm saved. Well, that's a poor excuse to just be in church on Sunday morning. And maybe you work hours that you can't be there on Sunday night or on Wednesday night. I don't know. But I do know that when you can be here in your church, you say, well, only thing we have is a Sunday morning study. Well, that's a sad thing. And probably the only reason you have Sunday morning services is because nobody else will come the rest of the week. That's sad. Who made you? Who gave you salvation? Who gives you the light of the sun? Who gives you all these things? And yet you're not willing to give him the time of day. I want you to think on those things, because that's what we're talking about here. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because if that's all you're giving him, you're not giving him very much. Let's go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. You see, we need to serve the Lord. Will there be conflict? Will there be tribulation? Yes. But serve the Lord. Seek His will. Seek His way. And again, He will give you, you can enjoy the fruit of His Spirit. Now, the fruit of His, the Spirit that's within us, that we may grow and work and serve. And when that fruit comes, here is what's listed: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Think about those words. Look those words up in the concordance that I told you to have. Look those words up in the dictionary and find out what they mean. Because you're going to have a wonderful joy in your heart. We need to take the earthly possessions that God gives us and use them to His honor and glory. Now, we're going to start with a couple verses in Matthew, and we're looking at folks that didn't. they're missing the blessing. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. There's the problem. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?